And it rained just a little bit because it almost messed my hair up and I had to move up underneath the course of the venue and it's a softball game with Kelly.
Okay, I show it to be almost straight up and down 9:30. I'll call the Commissioners Court to order. All the commissioners and judge present for this regular meeting of Commissioners Court. I know the majority of you here are for the BLM. The telephone call I had of as of Thursday, they will be here. They're driving in from Tulsa. It'll be at least 10, probably closer to 10:30 when they get here. At that time, when we get through with the rest of our agenda, we will take a break, move across the hall if that courtroom is big enough. If it's not, we'll move across the street to the big courtroom to make room for everyone, hopefully to be able to have a good seat for the meeting. First item on the agenda is approved minutes of previous meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
I got 2 seconds, AJ. I got a second from Johnny first. Was that you?
No, sir. It just reminded me, though.
I just want to give you a hard time.
We need to get a jar.
Any discussion concerning the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. No line item budget amendments this time. Hospital bills.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Next one is the county bills and payroll.
Make a motion we pay the payroll and county bills.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have something I'd like to talk about. It was paid last time. If you'd rather I wait till the end or since okay. It's not concerning today's bills.
Well, I'll come back to you in just a second.
Okay.
And I also have several bills that are on the bill list that we're going to need individual orders. But start out with, except for these that we're going to need the individual orders on, all in favor of paying the bill, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? So be it. Okay, these bills have to do with the sale of the horses. First one is from Jeff Fitz, and this is for the sale day of the horses for the use of his arena and the labor to handle the sale. Shows $1,250. I'll need individual motions on these.
Yeah. With these three bills, is there any way we can keep them and look at them a little bit till we get the final on what the horses brought and we balance out and see where we're at?
I will tell you, I haven't added all these up to be for sure, but we are going to be positive. Mr. Bramer should receive a check back for part of the horses, or the bond at least. I have a motion. Did I get a second?
Second.
Okay. You made the motion. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. The next one is also Jeff Fitz, and this is hauling horses to the vet to get their Coggins test, $900.
I make a motion to pay this bill from Jeff Fitz.
Second.
Discussion?
Well, for the mileage and everything, I think this it will pass, but I'm going to vote no on it.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
and aye, and no from AJ. The third one is the care of the horses, also from Jeff Fitz, for care from April 15th to May 9th, 35 days. April 5th to May 9th, excuse me. 35 days at $160 a day, $5,600.
I make a motion to pay that bill also.
Second.
Discussion? I will kind of follow AJ's pattern on this, that some of these appear to be a little excessive, but all in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. Auction of the horses, and this is an ad to Pioneer Sentinel showing the auction. A picture of it here that ran in Pioneer Sentinel for $136.80.
I make a motion to pay the bill to Pioneer Sentinel.
Did we, let's go ahead.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Do we have this in the leader too?
Yes, it was. We just haven't got that bill yet. All in favor?
No.
And aye. And the last bill that I have to pay on the horses today is the Dry Fork Vet Clinic for the Coggins test, which was required to have the sale for the animals to be moved. $1,050.
I make a motion to pay the Dry Fork bill.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Okay, AJ?
Yes, sir.
Your question on a bill?
This was the last bills last month. We've already approved it. It's gone, done, taken care of. What we have is to me, something I think we need to maybe look at down the road, because I know not too many months ago we were told how this was going to be handled. And as far as the court, we received a bills from Trinity Air Conditioning for totaling almost $800. And this is for maintenance. And I thought was pretty well under the impression, I think the whole court was, that the in-house maintenance was going to be done by us on this Trinity, and we were no longer going to be using them unless it was a case of something that we couldn't handle. And most of these bills are nothing but maintenance.
Okay, let me.
Changing out filters, basically. There was one or two, I think, that had some other items on it.
I will check this and make sure, or try to make sure this does not happen again, because you are completely correct as far as the maintenance.
I think we had most discussion that we had the qualified people to take care of that now, yes, and that it would be taken care of by our personnel. And we're fortunate to have them, but we just need to make sure they get the job done for us.
Okay. And this may be the once a year maintenance check that they're still going to have to do. I can't tell. It doesn't appear because it says April preventive maintenance.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna check into it further.
Okay.
You don't
want
this back?
No,
okay.
If you need it.
That'll help me remember.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else concerning the bills of the county? Okay, move on. Got an individual, Billy Hughes, would like to address the court at this time.
Thank you, Judge. I just want to take an opportunity to say hi and introduce myself. I've met several of you all already, but not everybody. I'm with American National Leasing. I've been there for almost 3 months now. We've always had a good relationship with Clay County. I just want to let you know that I was here to continue with that. I look forward to working with all of y'all.
Proud to have you.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, skip number six for right now. Number seven, burn ban.
I think we can hold off on that for a little bit longer.
Some places got rain. The good people, okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You must not have got any.
I got a tenth. Okay, waste material, and we do have some requests to enter private property from Precinct 3. One is on Scalings Road. Landowner is Jackie Armstrong, and the other owner is Tim Armstrong.
I make a motion we approve these two requests for waste material, waste dirt on their property.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Number nine we've got as a separate item further down, unless somebody else has something to approve as surplus or salvage. Okay. The road grant. Leave that with you, John, to give them some updates.
Okay, we've been approved for the road grant for the particular roads that everybody picked first. The ones you pick first. And actually, you can start on anytime you want to, as soon as I put the spreadsheet on your computers.
Okay. Any questions?
So that, since you get a computer.
Yeah, thank you. So that lawsuit or whatever it was, what's going to hold us up any?
They said continue on.
Evidently, from what I could understand, the injunction that they sought was denied.
Right.
There will still be a lawsuit, but it's not going to help, not going to hold up the rest of the state.
It's possibly going to be centered more down there in their area and not bother us.
What's that?
The lawsuit is probably not going to bother us up here, they think, right now.
Okay. Number 11, treasurer's affidavit and advertisement of the same. Well, I guess we put it on our website. It's the only advertisement we do for the month of April.
Make a motion we approve the treasurer's affidavit for April.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I've got a list. Three monitors, five towers, seven towers. There's two more monitors. Two printers, a scanner, and a copier machine that are incompatible with the new systems, being that they do not, most of these are professional XPs and will not work with the, are their backup is no longer being able and could possibly infect our whole system. So from this, we've got these lists of items that need to be destroyed or called completely salvage.
Did you get yours out of there, AJ?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Well, that's
good. Is yours on that list?
I'm assuming so. I haven't seen that list.
Deborah also mentioned that she didn't want to get rid of hers yet. And so if Sluter just went in there and got the serial numbers off all of them, Deborah's maybe on there too.
And that one's been there too then.
Okay. Well, he talked, Sluter was not here. Robbie did the list for me, and he talked to Deborah, but I feel like hers is on here.
I imagine mine's on there, too, that AJ
AJ's going to get.
Yes. We after court, if you don't mind, take me by the hand, and I'll pick them up and take them. Because I just keep forgetting.
You want to just save that list till next time?
We can. It's no big deal. They're in there. If somebody can use them, but you cannot put them on the internet is where the problem is. Cannot use them on the internet system.
Yeah. Be for in-house business.
In-house business. Yeah.
In other words, ours would go on there for the...
So you can put your spreadsheet on there, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
I can put your spreadsheet.
Yes, you can put a spreadsheet on there, yes.
Thank you.
And show them how to use it. We will hold that till next time then. Water well. Officially for the record, we had a water well dug. Bill Prater, Prater Water Well Services out of Bowie, came and dug a water well on a courthouse lawn. When he finished up, he said, well, you got a pretty good 5 or 6 gallon a minute well. We put a pump in it, hooked a water hose to it, put one of those 300 gallon totes out there and started pumping, measuring the time. We've got an 8 gallon a minute well that we're primarily going to use, or the main use, only use, I guess, will be to water the courthouse lawn and trees. With the city being in water restrictions, we were afraid we were going to lose some of those 150, 200 year old trees. So we looked at this. We had thought about hooking it up to the sprinkler system, but we would have had to put in a big tank, pressurized it, come back up, another pump, and we decided with the maintenance men here, they could drag a water hose around with sprinkler systems and do just as good a job for 8 hours a day. We pumped this well 3 days straight from 8 a.m. to 5 a.m, half inch hose wide open, and it never faltered. So I think we're gonna have a pretty good well.
That's good.
My reason for putting this on the agenda today, when I received the bill from Prater, I told him since he just went 50 foot, he needed to give us a discount. I was aggravating him, but I was serious, because his minimum bid is $1,800 for a 100-foot well. And they called me, wanted a mailing address. I give them a mailing address. They called me back the next day and said, we're mailing you the bill. It will be for the $1,800. When you get it, put thanks for the donation and sign it and send it back to us. So they donated the drilling, the casing, everything for the well. And I feel it's nothing but proper to put an ad in the Bowie newspaper thanking them for what they did.
I agree.
Absolutely. What about the shopper?
Well, the shopper does as much business as the Bowie News in Bowie.
That's true. And outlying areas.
And outlying areas also. It will just cost us a little more money.
That probably wouldn't.
I feel like each ad will be $100, $150. If you want to do two, I need a motion to do two. If you want to do one, we'll do one. I know the shopper reaches
into our area.
What, 5,000 or more twice a week?
Yeah.
Or once a week, whatever they come out.
It's delivered on some of our mail routes down in our area.
If I could, I sure would like to have a motion to do this.
I move we advertise, or not advertise, but thank you for Mr. Prater's water well for us in Clay County here, in both the Shopper and the Bowie News.
Second.
Discussion?
To be paid out of contingency?
I guess that's about the only line we've got, and it could be out of ads, but it'd be stretching it a little bit to be a
I can take it out of Commissioner's Court ads, but this is more of a contingency.
Okay. Contingency is where it would need to come from then, if that's okay with you, AJ.
That's fine.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay.
Let me have to drill on the egg one.
I talked to him the other day.
They may not want that recognition.
Now, I asked him the other day. He drilled four for my son and barely come up with a well to make enough water to do anything. So while he was out there, I talked to him, and he said, no, he would appreciate it. So.
All right.
Numbers 15, personnel manual. We've got it typed up. Ramona has gone over it with Wendy. Covered our policies. Got the table of contents, index, everything. Do you want to approve it today, or do you want to study it a little bit more and approve it at next court meeting?
I'd like to approve it next court meeting. I'd like to read it.
Mm-hmm. You got copies for all of them to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you got 2 weeks to get it read.
Did Deborah get a copy too, so she could call it?
Deborah has not got a copy yet.
Okay. She probably needs one too, so it's human resource.
There's a few little differences in that, in the one that we got, the copy you gave us the other day.
The only thing we didn't change, the question you had, she said that it would be not a good thing to change that, because then it would change the way the sheriff's office
receives theirs.
Okay.
So I left it and then moved that drug signature page to another by itself.
Good.
Okay. So basically, there's not a whole lot of difference in that.
The book y'all have right now is exactly still the same, except for the drug signing page is on by itself.
Okay, we're back up to number six.
I was afraid that might be a problem.
And number six, got the estimated roll from the tax district, preliminary taxable values, which shows to be about $19 million more than last year. Have had a little correspondence with the company that's looking about moving to Clay County. Working with them, and they're working with Mr. Cantrell as far as an abatement. Nothing to follow through with yet. Okay. And I think that's it. Right now, I would request that we'll go into recess until BLM gets here, and we will meet across the hall. Yes, sir.
Judge Liggett, I'm Caleb Poole with Congressman Thornberry's office. BLM is here, but per their email, they wanted to start at 10:30. Could we keep that time pretty close to 10:30?
We will make it 10:30 per their email, because I know Woody Gossam and Wichita County Commissioner's Court is wanting to be here. And he called me at 9:15, says I've got two juvenile hearings. It's going to be well after 10, so we will just start up at 10:30. As y'all have all signed, so I'm talking to the choir now. As we go into the other room, Sasha, get over there and take your sign-in sheet and make everybody sign as they go in. We will go ahead and start with a 30-minute break. move over there and be ready to go. I will say that if I start counting people and there's not enough, I'll make an announcement. We'll move to the big courtroom. Okay. Thank you, Caitlin.
I might go look in the hallway.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to